kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula Sydney, nandito sa Melbourne, si Felina Deloso at ating pag-uusapan ng kanyang pelikula Sushi No sa kasalukuyang isinasagawang Melbourne International Film Festival. Magandang araw, Felino.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Kamusta po kayo sa lahat ng mga Pinoy dito sa Melbourne.
Una sa lahat, ang saya ng MIF sa taong ito. Marami kayong Pinoy na natampok, di lamang Pinoy, pero mga locals sa Australia.
Tama. Ang representation ng mga Pinoy creators, especially dito sa MIF, sa Melbourne Film Festival. Great representation. I'm very proud to be part of that group. Yung mga feature film, si Caleb, up-and-coming Pinoy director, si Matthew is involved, Matthew Passer is involved as producing as well, and the DOP and other projects. So yeah, very proud that the industry is realizing the creative potential and works of Pinoy Australian.
At ikaw?
Highlighted dito sa MIF.
At ikaw naman bilang isang aktor sa Sushi No.
Very proud as well to be involved with Sushi No. It's a comedy horror genre short film, and I was allowed to play as much as possible to go as big as I can, the character.
Nung pinapanood ko siya, parang iba siya sa mga pelikulang mga papel na ginampanan mo sa mga nakaraang pelikula. Kasi nakita ko may pelikula ka na tungkol ng buhay migrante. May mga pelikula ka sa mainstream na kadalas ay drama. Parang ito yung unang horror mo?
Oo, ito yung comedy / horror na hindi talagang heavy on the drama side. I could play to on a bigger characterization ba. Pero talaga different just yung mga other roles na ginawa ko yung sa In Heaven Lies in Karaoke, that was more talaga dramatic character to this character.
Tinakot mo ko natakot ako.
Natakot ka sa pagkain?
Natakot ako sa iyo. Sa simula pa lang, ito yung tiyong ayoko makasama pag aalagaan ako.
Mabagsik nga siya, di ba? Mabagsik yung tiyo. Talagang, sa lahat ng mga tiyo, ito yung pinaka-nakakatakot talaga. Pati ako natakot sa nung binasa ko.
Parang kawawa naman yung bata na iwan siya dun sa tiyo niya ng ilang araw, hindi ba? Parang, at ito nga ay parang nag-manifest yung mga sa loobin niya dun sa panaginip niya, at parang gusto niyang, ika nga nila, parang payback sa tiyo niya.
Oo, parang nag-iikaan, di ba? Ano yan? Tama, payback. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, almost parang ano ba, verbal abusive yung tiyo niya.
Pero nung parang
he deserves it.
Nung dekada 80, ang setting niya dekada 80, 'di ba? Nung dekada 80, hindi naman kasi tayo mas ganun ka-aware sa mga sinasabing verbal abuse or child abuse, hindi ba?
Kasi ito, sa setting na para bang in past generations, syempre ngayon tayo we're all aware na what's right, what's wrong, mm-hmm. So even the children are more, I guess they will call adults out if they feel like they're being, verbally abused. Pero ito kasi in the setting is back 20 years ago, mm-hmm. I believe.
Nakita ko nga binibentahan ka pa nung date mo.
yun yung parang the comic side ng pelikula is may crush siya doon sa sa workmate niya, ganun. So in a way parang the director, the writer director si Jaden, he wanted to see why yung tiyo is such a bully, pero mm-hmm. on the other side of things sa trabaho, he's for one of those almost like a meek type character. He wanted to see the difference there.
And I think kung nabuhay ka nung dekada 80, makikita mo na it's very reflective of the era, hindi ba?
I think kasi si Jaden, siya yung writer-director, is Chinese-Australian, so I think he's written it from sort of maybe some stories, or you know, maybe from an experience. You know, as you know, writers will write from something that they sort of maybe experience or you know about. So you know, it's actually a very good script. In the way they turned it into this genre, and very proud of it.
At masasabi natin na may marami ka na rin nagawang pelikula dito sa Australia. Ano para sa'yo yung nakita mong pagbabago sa mga panahon bilang isang aktor?
Sa tingin ko, ngayon, there's more open stories. The industry is encouraging more to see more stories from a multicultural point of view, not necessarily mga ibang nationality writing about different nationality, but from within. So, for example, if a Pinoy Australian would write or direct a story to show, then it's more authentic, genuine. If they write the story themselves, and then it brings it from their sort of an own perspective, from their own point of view. I think there's more opportunities for us now, from multicultural backgrounds, to tell stories from our point of view, which is very important kasi that's genuine talaga.
So tingin mo ba, kasi ikaw no, naging part tulad ni Alfred Nickdao, naging part ka rin ng mainstream television dito sa Australia. So tingin mo ba darating yung panahon na kukuha ka o bibigyan ka ng papel na hindi naaayon sa physical na itsura mo?
Yun ang sana ang gusto kong mangyari, na the next stage nga will be just open casting. Yung sinasabi nila na ito ang role, anyone can audition for it, not necessarily asking for a specific look. In a way, kasi medyo nangyayari na yan sa America. You know, I'm hoping that will be the next stage here. It just can create an even playing field for all actors of all, different cultural background. It's competition. It's to audition, but it's auditioning every single one, and the role will be given to obviously whoever is the best fit in representing that role or portraying the role. That is hopefully what is happening or what's eventuating in our industry dito.
Panghuli, Filino, gano'n naman kahalaga yung mga proyektong ginagawa ninyo, nila Alfred Nickdao, ni Matthew Victor Pastor, ni Caleb Rabata, yung mga proyektong naghahatid ng karanasan at kwento ng buhay migrante?
At tingin ko sa akin, very important yan. Very important talaga to share mga stories na coming from us, whether kung alimbawa, the third generation people, Australians, they grew up here, so they've got that experience of being born here, and also they can access experiences from their parents or grandparents. And then that is such a beautiful, rich culture to share. And that's very important. We've got to take the reins, diba? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be doing a project with Idiva Miasis, up-and-coming filmmaker, director, and she's based in Melbourne. And we're going to do that particular trade. We're going to tell about a Pinoy-Australian story, and they live here. So telling a story based on who they are now bookstores. It's very important. So yeah, I'm very impressed na dito sa Melbourne. There's a bloom of ano, maraming talagang Pinoy Australian filmmakers and creatives, and they're to be coming from Melbourne. So you know, keep going and keep getting more Pinoys telling their stories. So yeah, watch out for Idiba Meyasis. So we hope to film our project next year dito sa Melbourne.
So abangan namin ang kwentong yan at hanggang sa susunod na kwento, Felina Deloso ng Sushi No dito sa Melbourne International Film Festival para sa taong 2022. Maraming salamat at congratulations.
Maraming salamat. Maraming salamat to. Take care.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.